I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
George in L.A., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
For real, what's going on, brother? You're like a psychiatrist. I need a Miller High Life right now.
I believe that. Can we get him a beverage? There we go. All right.
My gosh, Goff looks like he's seeing ghosts. He's a shadow of his former self. McVay's been figured out. The Rams are getting old. They're done.
Okay, wait. So let me get this straight. You just said that at the end of the day, the Rams are done.
For this season, yes.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think that, you know, they lost a game, a divisional game at home. I thought it was, you know, highly unfortunate for them. But at the end of the day, they're still 3-3. Now, their bigger mountain to climb is Seattle and San Francisco are in front of them in the division. And then you have to, you know, if you're not going to win the division, which is not clearly not over, but if you're not going to win the division, then you got to worry about being a wild card. And then those spots are going to be up for grabs because there's other good teams. So they have to worry about winning games. And, you know, at the end of the day, I thought they looked terrible against the Niners, and they've looked terrible 3 weeks in a row. Bucks in L.A. at home, in Seattle, they got that game stolen from them, and then they look even worse against the Niners. So the bottom line is they play in Atlanta this week where they'll win because the Falcons are, I think, legitimately the worst team in the NFC maybe. So the Rams have to start winning, and then they play the Bengals, and they'll beat them. And you know what? They're playing at the Steelers, and I think the Rams are better than the Steelers. So you got to go beat them, and then they'll be back on solid footing. You're saying that their season's over is insane.
I'm not going to say that their season's over.
It's not over.
It's not over. This is what I will say just watching them. Now, last year, remember, they brought in a lot of veteran players who all had really big years. A lot of those guys that were so big for them last year, I mean, they just look old this year. They just look like a little bit older.
Yeah, like Tlaib.
Tlaib, you know, he's already done. I mean, they say he might come back, but they threw him on IR today. Peter stinks. He looks a year, you know, Peters doesn't look good either at corner. Some of the guys that they had on offensive line that they brought in last year who were so great for them,
right,
they look finished and washed. I just think it's, you know, they gave out a lot of big contracts. Hell, you could even, I mean, I'm not going to say Gurley's old, but from giving him the contract to now, I mean, he ain't the same either. Just a lot of things that were so good
for
them.
He's definitely not the same.
A lot of things that were so good for them last year are not good for them anymore. And that's going to be a problem for them because now they're staring up at two teams in the division.
Do you think, Mavi, their season's over because they're 3-3? I don't think that at all.
I think their season's over because the whole NFL as a whole has been too inconsistent. We see this every week. You know, the Packers last week made the Cowboys their girlfriends, and then this week all of a sudden they could barely mess around with the Lions. Like, every week you have a bunch of teams on both sides of the league that are awesome. And then they come back the next week, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to bet on them. This team's ready to roll. They know what they're doing, and they just lay flat. So I don't think they're out of it by any means at 500, but they definitely have an uphill battle with some of these guys getting old, getting hurt, and just not knowing what they're doing, it seems like. I mean, Goff can't get protected to save his life. Every time he snaps the ball, there's someone in the backfield trying to take his head off.
Yeah, that's true, and he's been running for his life. So, I mean, but look, there's just way too many games left. You know.
Right, and there's some guys, we talk about Russell Wilson, we talk about Mahomes, we talk about Watson. Those are guys that if the pocket breaks down, they can move, they can make something happen. That is not Goff. Goff is a pocket quarterback. He needs a clean sheet. He needs to have 3 to 4 seconds of no one trying to kill him, and then he can make a play. You make a move, he's not going to be able to do anything.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, Cal in Seattle.
How you doing, Pharrell?
I don't know, Mafia, hold on, Mafia, you were just in Seattle. Do you want to give Kel a review of his city?
I loved it. I had a good time. We spent like 3 days there. We walked all around the city, all up the hills and everything. So everything we thought we needed to. I thought it was a good time. Had some good seafood. Took the ferry, did everything. It was a good city.
Homeless?
Yeah, there were some of those. Plenty of those and plenty of those there in Portland.
That was
That
was the favorite. That was his favorite part of his trip. The homeless people. He actually enjoyed them the most.
Well, it's nice to know there's some, you know, they're out there besides New York.
They were the nicest of the bunch of the lot. So at the end of the day, they win.
So did he just stay in a tarp tent with some of them? And
no, he didn't. But he did spend a lot of time on the streets.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, man, I just wanted to bring something up. Watching that Steelers-Chargers game last night.
Right.
Does none of this stuff dawn on Dean Spanos that this is going to carry over when he moves in that new stadium? He'll make money, but when the crowd's like 75-80% always for the other team, it just starts to look ridiculous, and it's really bad optics. And, you know, I don't understand this. I don't understand why he went there in the first place. And he thought the fan base from San Diego, since it was just 2 hours away, would follow him up north, and they didn't.
Yeah, well, people don't, you know, do you remember even Philip Rivers said, I'm going to drive, I don't know how he does it, but he said, I'm going to drive every day from San Diego to L.A. to practice and to the games, and I'm going to have, like, you know, he's got, like, nine kids or something. He's got a driver, and then I think he's got, you know, he's in the back, you know.
Right, he's got a fancy van with all the TVs, right, and he watches tape the whole time.
Yeah, he's watching tape, he's resting, he's chilling out, allegedly. Listen, it's impossible. You know, when you live in – this is just me. I lived there, right? So for 10 years, I have enough of a card to say have a piece of this. I would never in my wildest dreams literally drive to Los Angeles, even from Huntington Beach on a, you know, Sunday to see a game. It's so, just so painful. It is so annoying. It is so aggravating and so consistently – wildly horrific on those highways there. Now, Sunday is a little teeny fraction of a bit better. You know, Saturday and Sunday aren't quite as ruthless as Monday through Friday, but they're still really bad, right? So if you live 2.5 hours away, like I remember, didn't we go to the fight and like Cole drove up and he said it was a piece of cake, but he left at 3 o'clock, got there at 5, no problem. He made it. But most people in their right mind that I know would never make that drive to do anything. Like, I won't even make the drive to Manhattan on a Saturday from where I live, which is 30 minutes door to door. I won't even think about it. I won't even consider it. I've lived here for 21 years or something. I don't want to go anywhere near this place when I don't have to, right? So the same thing bodes true for the Charger fans. There's no way they're driving to L.A. to see football games. They're just not. And if there are, it's a very small pocket, I would be willing to bet. So they did not follow them to Los Angeles at all. What they want is their team back, and the city doesn't want them, right? Isn't that the end of it? Isn't that pretty much the end of it? They wouldn't build them a stadium, and they're like, we don't care if you leave. See you later. And then now they're moving into this Shangri-La in Inglewood, and I still have to see to believe it that they're not going to go there, because I think that place will be sold out every week. Whether it's their fans or someone else, it's irrelevant to me. The place is going to be sold out every week. It's going to be way better than where they've been playing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.